Okay, good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Melicha. Today we are in Siman Ayin Hey. Okay. Ayin Hey, we're going to start with Sif Aleph. Ein machzikin dam bivnei me'ayin. We assume that there is no blood in the digestive system. So we'll explain in a sec. Kegon, which parts are we talking about? Let's first read this part. Bakeres ubekeva ubedakim. That's the keres is the first stomach. The keva is the last stomach, but it really means all of them. All the stomachs. Ubedakim and the intestines. Ubachocholet, perush hakarkashta. That's the vuhua me'aya kadavak befiat tabat. That's the rectum. That's the end, right? The end of the tract. Below shuman sha'aleim. If any of the white matter or the fat that's attached to it is removed. Lefichach, im bishlam bakadera below melicha mutter. If you cook them, right? It's only bediyevit. If you cook them without doing melicha, it's 100% mutter. The kadera, the food, everything is mutter because there is no blood there. And the shach points out that if you hold even the korkaban. Modin the korkaban machzikin dam. Korkaban actually has muscle in there, and so he holds the korkaban does have dam. Okay, that blood. All right, korkaban is made up of a membrane and muscle, so that makes sense. The machar doesn't talk about it, so I assume they all agree. He says v'nir li de af harosh v'hatur v'machaber modin de korkaban machzikin dam. It's the words of the shach, and I don't have to be the one to say it makes sense. I think it's Muvan Me'elav, and he's the Shach. Ela im kein asmik. However, if the intestines or the digestive system is red, right? It's normally white. If it looks reddish to you, so then we're not talking about red juice or blood that's dripping on it. We're talking about the actual the walls of the intestines or the stomachs look redder than usual. Maybe it's from a bruising or just whatever. So then we hold it's like regular meat, and you have to do melicha the same. It has the exact same halachos. Okay. Haga. V'kol shekein yimimlechu b'kli she'enu menukav demutarim. Kol shekein, if you did melicha in a kli she'enu menukav, right? You didn't have to do melicha. I mean, lechat chila, you do have to do melicha. So you did melicha, and you did it in a bowl. There's no holes in there for anything to drain out. So normally that's a major problem when you're doing melicha on meat because it drains out blood, and then it's sitting in the blood with the salt, so it goes back in. So that's a major problem. But here we say it's mutter b'diavad because we assume there's no blood anyway. And whatever the salt is removing, mikar din or b'diavad, we assume that there's no blood, it's all okay. Miu. Lechat chila. Srichi melicha bakli menuka v'adacha techila kishar basa. But the halacha is lachatchila. We treat it exactly like the rest of the meat. You have to rinse it off beforehand. The same rules of rinsing, right? Soaking, rinsing, and the same rules for doing melicha. It's all the same. And you do it the kli menuka. V'yesh cholkim bekeres v'omdim machazikin ba dam. And now there is an opinion. The Rama holds of it. That by the keres, including the hemses and including the beta kosot, we're going to see it has the same din that it together that they all are machzikin dam. A different opinion, so that's what he holds like. But Philip, keva is a machlokas. Okay, keva is a machlokas in the chronim, so we'll just leave it at that. For Philip, but the eved asur the keres ubeta kosot kshaar basar. And so even b'di'evit, it's aser. So that's generally the opinion. But if it's hefsed and meruba, so then there's also room even to be makel according to the Rama. Aval shuman she'aleim dino kishar basa. Now, if there's fat on it, then the fat itself we learned is just like regular meat. Lahalacha, we treat fat like meat that it has blood. Lefichach.
So
So it's really important that when you salt these organs, right, the intestines, you're salting it on the outside and not only on the inside. Because the inside, it's really, if there is dam, it's going to be on the outside where the shuman is. On the inside, that's where the food, you know, passes through. Okay, so that's where it's not... That you want to salt it on the outside. That's where the shuman is. Haga, v'im malach hachacholet mitzad panim. What if you only salt it? You turn it inside out. You salt it on the inside, but not the outside. V'lo mitzad chutz have ki'ilu lo nimlacha klal. It's as if you didn't salt it at all, because the salt doesn't go through over here. And we say it's and the part that really needed to be salted didn't get any salt. You do not have to split them open. Not even according to the Rama. Correct. V'im nitbash lakach treifa. And if you cooked it without salting the outside that has the shuman, so then it's a treifa. Imish alea shuman mibachutz, if there's shuman on the outside. V'im lo nitbash la'adayin yachzer v'im lechenu mibachutz umuteret. And if you salted it only on the inside, it's not game over. Take another hour and salt the outside. Well, I think... We'll continue. Yeah. Okay. Beitzim animsayim be'ofot la'achar shechita. Now, what happens? What do? You shech the chicken, and then you see that there are yellow eggs inside. That's what we had. We used a lay bearing. That's what it's called. Whatever. An egg laying chicken. Okay. Whatever. That's what you use. So the meat wasn't as good because that's not what it's made for. Okay, anyways, so the beitzim hanimsayim be'ofot la'achar shechita, so the eggs that you find inside, im lo nigmar chelbon shelahem rak chelmon levad, let's say you see the eggs inside are only yellow. There's no white around there yet. It's just the yolk. So then, tzrichin melicha kishar basar. You put, and that's what we did, you sprinkle salt all around those little eggs, and you treat it exactly like the rest of the meat. Umutar lemochan im basar. And you're allowed to salt it with the meat, because we hold, you have to salt it. Because normally you don't want to put salt in meat. I think we said this already, and I think it'll come up again. You don't want to have, you don't put your salting meat when you're koshering it, it's saturated in salt, touching regular kosher meat that's already been prepared. Because we're afraid that dam is going to get transferred from one to another. But if they're both not salted, and you want to salt them both at the same time, that's for sure no problem. So anything that really mi'ikar din doesn't need to be salted, you don't want to have it touching something else that needs to be salted during the salting process.
And the eggs are
fleshik. You're catching me off guard, but yeah, they're definitely fleshik at this point. Blinking, I'm not sure. So you see, everyone's all saying they're all fleshik, right? That sounds right. But we'll double check. You'll show me inside, but that sounds correct. Okay. Beitzim anisayim b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Amutra Lamochan in Basar, Vim Nigmar, Af Hachelbon, Afili Hikasha Haklipa, Alav, Kamosh Shihinim Keret Bashuk. Let's say there's white around it, and there's even a shell around it. Noagin Lamocha. The minag is, we also salt it. Ach, this is what I was saying, Yizeher Shalo Lamocha in Basar. But the minag is, you salt it, but don't salt it while it's touching the other meat, because it's a chumrah. And if you do, miu b'diavad, b'diavad ein lachush, b'diavad, you don't have to worry about it. It's a chumrah. It's not going to be boleya. But if you look in the achronim, many say it is boleya, and they say remove the klipa. So it's a, okay, whatever. So the discussion, what do you do b'diavad? And obviously this case doesn't usually happen nowadays. But, okay, I'm going to look at a postgame how to treat it b'diavad. The kol shuman. Afilu shel ofot dina kishar basar l'inyan melicha vehadacha, and any of the shuman, right? We learned this before. The shuman, the fat of an animal or a chicken, the same thing. It has the same din as basar. Obviously, we know there's more molecules of blood in the meat than there is in the fat, but we treat it the same. And we have to do the same process of hadacha, melicha, and hadacha the same. Okay, let's go to bed. When you have intestines, and there's no, even with no fat on them, so we're assuming there's no blood in there, mutar lemolcham im basar, but we do allow you to salt it together. And some say, no, you shouldn't salt it together. So lechatchila, since it's not muchzak to have dam, you don't salt it together, but with the avid, it's fine. You made a mistake, you didn't know, it's still okay. Gimel, shuman akanta. Shuman adakim. So the coil part of the intestines towards the end, there's fat around there, it's all coiled up and there's extra fat, sha'al adakim. Mileya chutim dakim, mileim dam. There's many blood vessels within the shuman that's all tied, attached to that, in those intestines, and they're full of blood. So some hold that it's actually usher to, it's not enough just to cut open the blood vessels and to salt it. Really, you have to treat it like liver. You have to actually broil it. And that's the only way you can cook it into a pot is if you first broil it. Or grill it, and doing just melicha is not enough. I think some people, I don't know, I saw Mane Shulchan, he writes the liver, some people call it white liver or sweet liver. I'm not an expert of liver, but for those are, you can, okay, you can let me know. Okay, so anyways, v'achshav nohagin heter, but he says the minag is to be meiko, this is the words of the Shulchan Aruch, v'otam, chutei dam kishatam baki behem motchan v'nivshalim hetev ach v'nashilam whatever hetev ach lo yishe'er echad mehem. We say it's okay just to do melicha if you know how to do nikor. The minhag is you just do nikor, and you get someone who knows what he's doing to remove everything, and then you can do melicha. If you're not such a baki, then you have to do, you cut it and you grill it. And, but he points out, Madanei Shulchan, the Shach, we had this earlier in the Samachs, that Bediyevid, there's only a few blood vessels that are actually ma'akev, that we don't say malicha works. But for most of the body, including here, Bediyevid, it works that if you only did malicha, it goes, halachically, we say it goes through the blood vessels, through the, and it draws out the blood. And so this is a din lechatchila. Okay, let's go to ayin vav din basar litzli. How do you? What is the halachas of grilling or broiling, roasting? Again, roasting always means, and for the halachas of kashering, it always means it's over a grill or some kind of a grate where all of the juices can run down. Can't be or a pot that has holes on the bottom of it, so there's it never pools. That's the, right. Okay, so here, now we're going to discuss the halachas of grilling, and it's going to be a little bit of a recap with the liver. It's basically the same halachas for grilling meat is the same for the liver. Just the liver, we learned, it has to be grilling, and you have to cut it, shesiv erev, so that, and then you try, lechatchila, you make it so that it can drip down from the shesiv erev. Okay. Aleph. I just want to actually point out, interesting, that there's actually a very good on the internet, if you use it, on Hidabrut by Rabbi Shlomo Cohen. It gives a very good explanation on how to grill liver, but it's the same. And, okay. Also, you're allowed to use an electric broiler. Some even recommending, it's really not necessary, but some recommending just having to buy a special small barbecue or an electric broiler if that's how you want to kosher it. But again, there's no need for that, but that's something that one can do. It doesn't have to be a barbecue or a spit, but that also works.
Because after you kosher using broiling, you shouldn't roast regular meat without koshering meat.
So I'm not going to get into the whole issues with ovens, but basically everything drips down. And so the bot, right, we're assuming you're doing it on the open slats or whatever. So those, and then all of it drips straight down to the bottom. And so whatever drips down has a din of dam, and then whatever burns away can be, we'll get into that a little bit, but that's...
The reason to have a separate one is so that you don't always have to make sure that the grill is clean between using that and the grill of regular meat and salt.
So we'll talk about that. If there's the reason to have another one is if you're afraid that the dam is going to chafe up the oven. Does that really happen? Mikardin, probably not, because it burns right away, it drips down, and there's no it's immense amount of not vapor, what's the right word? Steam, zeya, that's filling up the oven. So mikardin, it's probably not an issue. You can ask your Rav, but okay.
In terms of
the oven, the grate itself, the grate itself also, according to, we're going to see in a moment, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't care. And even according to the Ramah, if you're Machmer, you have Libun Kal. And in a broiler, you're generally going to be having Libun Kal. And so therefore, there's for sure no issue. So really, there's no need. But, okay. But a microwave doesn't work. Okay. Aleph. Hatzli. Ein Tzarich Melicha. If you're going to do Tzli, you don't have to do any Melicha whatsoever. Not before, not after, nothing. Lefi. Because once you're roasting it, right, or grilling it, fire pulls out the blood from inside. We say it's shoev, it draws it out. Also has expression of it's I forgot the word, mashrik or mishrak. It's slippery and it falls right off, and it's not going to the trafe up itself as it goes. Whenever you're on the roasting process, it's always going to be pulling out the blood and making the blood go away. Aval, im dam acher nataf al atzli. You have blood. It could be an issue if you have the blood from its own animal just sitting there. That's why you do have to rinse it, lechatchila at least. But if you have blood that drips on there, that's afilo oto dam hutzonein, even if that blood, right, it's on the grill and it's hot right now, right? So it could be it's not cold. It's it can absorb. It's hot, and you have blood that drips on it. Lo amrinan she'esh shoavo. We don't say that the fire draws away this external blood. It only draws away the internal blood. V'oser amimenu kedei klipa. So if you do have blood that drips onto it, you must cut away kedei netila.
What's the situation? We already left. You can put meat and liver on the same skewer. You put the liver on the bottom, so the blood from the top is just on
the. Correct. So if you have
you
one,
not put it on the same.
No, the same skewer. Here, I'll just point. Rav Gershom pointed out.
Okay.
I'll just point out. Rav Gershom pointed out very well. I think it was an Ayin Dalet or Ayin Gimel that there is the first case. I think it was here. I'll tell you. I think it's Ayin Gimel Dalet. The two cases, the first case is when you have one grate on top of another grate. That's one good way to read it. And the shipudim is the next case. But you are allowed lechatchila to have one skewer, like Moshe said, if the liver's on the bottom and we're not afraid it's going to get mixed up. That's if you have two skewers, the problem is you're afraid it'll rotate. You'll mix them up, you'll move them around. So if you have, so again, the blood that it's being pulled out, one on top of the other, salting, roasting, whatever. It's the blood that we're talking about is blood that was pulled out. The blood that gets pulled out, we assume is slippery, the Gemara says, and it just keeps on running off the rest of the meat. But that only applies to the blood that at the time of roasting was internal. If you're taking external cold blood that's not relevant to the blood that we're dealing with, then that is a problem that must be kashered. That's what we're talking about. You take, yeah. Another shechita, right. You're 3 feet away from another shechita and it splatters on you. Exactly. Or you have actual blood from another piece of meat that, you know, you're doing one piece at a time, and then you have a stack of meat that's fresh that you're going to grill next. and there's a bunch of blood over there that drips onto there.
But if the blood that you're salting that meat, and the blood's coming out.
Right now, we're not talking about salting.
I'm talking about salted blood. I'm talking about fresh blood.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. But okay, anyways, let's keep reading. And I think in Madanei Shulchan, he points out, I think we're going to get to it. He points out, I don't know if it's here. The Rama says it's an issue of, he has to be batel b'shishim, not only kedei netila. And if it's but, okay, so, okay, we'll get into more tarovas later. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it's kedei netila, and here he writes, it has to be batel b'shishim, or the whole thing is aser. That's what he says according to the Rama. Okay, anyways, let's go on. Wait, are we on Bet now already? Okay, so Bet, let's go to Bet. Ratzalim loach tzli. So we learned, now, of course, if you have a bloody piece of meat, you rinse it off, and then you grill it. Now, and you don't need to put any salt on. We're going to get to, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The chatchila, you want to kosher it through grilling, you just put it, you rinse off the blood, and you just put it straight onto the grill. The Ramah, we're going to see, you're supposed to add some salt, lechadchila, okay? But we're not there yet. So in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, in this shita, there's no salt. But he says, wait a second, it's going to taste better with salt. I want to, you know, salt and pepper it, whatever, grill it, and then eat it right off the flame, fresh and hot. So what does he say? No problem. Ratzalim loach tzli, in order to taste better, go ahead, put on the salt, v'lo'ochlo b'lo hadacha oseh. And you want to just eat it straight off the grill, that's fine. You put the salt on right before, but you have to put it on right before, we're going to see. And v'ein lachush adam sha'ala melech. Now you sprinkle on the blood, the salt, immediately the salt's going to start absorbing a little bit of salt, dam, it doesn't matter, it's no big deal. It's not a lot of salt, it's not 18 minutes yet, you just immediately just threw it on. No, v'yesh she'omer, d'hane mili k'shemocho v'tzelo miyad. Some say this is only true, that lechatchila you can throw on some salt, if you throw it on immediately before. In other words, I don't know, there's no exact number for how many seconds, but it means before. Don't salt it and wait 3 minutes and then put it on the grill. That's not what we're talking about. So that's the opinion. That's what some of the Achronim say. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone agrees. The Rama and the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to put on salt. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's basically a kula. According to the Rama, we're going to see you have to, lechatchila. But you have to do it immediately before. Again, no one knows exactly, there's no exact definition for miyad, but it means immediately before. Right? Not to leave it for 3 minutes or 2 minutes, I don't know, whatever. Where do you draw the line? It's unclear.
You don't draw the line at the
5 seconds? Shalom Alecha Revi? I don't know if there's such a thing. Aval im shaha b'molcho. No. The post can say for sure it's not 18 minutes. Aval im shaha. Wait. Yeah, look at the ta'az. Afilu k'tzat. And there's no shiur malicha for this one. Ava, im shaha b'molcho hamelach b'leya v'ne'esar. But if you let it sit, then that salt is going to start becoming aser. Again, I'm sure it's a machloket rishonim, I'm not holding, but okay. What is this period amount? Unclear. At a certain time, short time, the melach starts absorbing the blood. V'ne'esar, and that melach is aser. And again, it's a yesh misha oser. It is a machloket rishonim, but many say this is also the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. It's very confusing, and there's no exact rule. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch says stam v'yesh misha omer, sometimes the yesh misha omer is coming to explain his original opinion. Sometimes it's like a yesh omrim that's not the halacha, and sometimes the yesh misha omer is not even a machlokas. It's just there's one opinion in the Rishonim that he found, and he brings it in the Beis Yosef, that explains further. So it's not always easy to know. Okay, anyways, v'ne'esar, so then it becomes aser. U'lefichach madicho yafe kodem tzeliyah. So then If that's what happened, you should rinse off the salt. If you realize it was sitting on there for too long, you should actually rinse it off. And if not, we're going to see you roasted it, but then it's even more important to rinse it off. Okay. But normally, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you never have to rinse with water before, well, if there's blood, you have to rinse it. And just to make sure it's soft or whatever, fine. You have to rinse it, but you never have to salt it and rinse it afterwards. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Agav, yesh omim detzal yibay adach atchila. And some say, no, you have to do a proper adacha beforehand. Let it soak. Yesh omrim detzarich gam ken ktzat melicha tchila. One second. Detzal yibay adach atchila. Yesh omim detzarich gam ken ktzat melicha tchila. And some say, not only do you have to rinse it off, you also have to do melicha, which means you sprinkle on a little bit of salt, basically the amount of salt that it would taste good. That's what poskim say. You don't surround it in salt. You don't put a heavy amount of salt. Just you spritz some salt on there like you would normally want to just add some salt for flavor. Okay? V'minhag la'adicho tchila, and the minhag is to rinse it before. V'gam l'malo ktzat kasher nitchav b'shipud v'tzelu miyad kodim shit melea melachdam. But you do it, you know, as you're putting on the skewer to roast it, after l'mocha ktzat kasher nitchav b'shipud v'tzelu miyad. Yeah, okay. V'tzelu miyad kodim, exactly. Fine, so have it already on the skewer, and then salt it and immediately put it on. Right? Obviously, it has to be more than a few seconds is allowed. But where you draw the line is unclear. Mil. Im lo hidicho velo malcho klal. If you didn't rinse it and you didn't salt it at all, al malcho below adach atchila, or you salted it and you didn't do any rinsing, ven nitzle kach mutter. And then it's mutter. Bediyavet. Right? Okay. Really, according to Shulchan Aruch, I don't even think you need to rinse it at all, but that's just better. You want to get rid of the blood. But the minhag for Ashkenazim is you rinse it, not soak it, and you add salt. And if you didn't do any of that, the halacha, even according to the Ramah, is like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's okay. Ubilvad shelo shahakach b'melichato b'lo adacha shir melicha. But b'diavid, if it's 18 minutes, then it's a problem. Without getting rid of that salt that's been there for 18 minutes. If you salted it for 18 minutes and then you threw it on the grill, then it's aser, because you have dam on aser dam on that salt. If you washed it off, then it's perfect. Then you can do anything you want. Exactly. You can eat it, you can roast it, you can cook it, boil it, whatever you want. All right. The ein chiluk b'kol zeh bein avazot ushar ofot hachalulim, and it's okay. It doesn't matter. Which animal we're dealing with? Birds. They're hollow inside. Ubilvad shelo yeh meluim bebeitzim b'shar basar. But it should not be that you're doing it while it's full, stuffed. There you go, stuffed with beitzim or other meat. Aval im heim meluim dinam kebishel. If they are stuffed, it has a din of bishel inside. Utzrichim melicha techila kamo lekadera, and therefore you have to do melicha inside. It's right. Okay. V'nagu lahachmer kashetzolim basar below melicha shelo lahafech ashipud tamid kedei sheyazuv hadam v'bidyavad ein lachush. Now, the minhag is, lechatchila, whenever you're going to be grilling meat for the purpose of kashering, not for, it wasn't done, you didn't do melicha yet. If you did melicha, you can do whatever you want. But if you're, anytime you're going to be roasting to kasher, you should not be taking the shipud in the initial stages, and while it's still pulling out the fire, you shouldn't be twisting over the grill back and forth. The poskim say, if you turn it over once here and then you wait a little bit, and you wait a minute, whatever, there's no exact time, you turn it over again, that's not a problem. But the issue is, if you're constantly just quick doing turn.
Rotisserie.
Rotisserie is slow. I don't.